Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Bulletproof Problem Solving by Charles Kahn presents a practical, business-ready approach to tackling complex, high-stakes problems with clarity and speed. Drawing on widely recognized consulting and executive decision-making practices, the book frames problem solving as a learnable skill rather than a talent reserved for a few. It emphasizes structuring messy situations, defining the real question, and moving from uncertainty to actionable insight through disciplined thinking. Readers are introduced to techniques for breaking problems into manageable parts, identifying what really drives outcomes, and designing analyses that are proportional to the decision at hand. The book also highlights the human side of problem solving, communicating logic, aligning stakeholders, and making decisions under time constraints. Rather than treating analysis as an academic exercise, Kahn focuses on producing recommendations that can withstand scrutiny and translate into results. The overall promise is a repeatable method that helps individuals and teams become more effective at diagnosing issues, prioritizing work, and delivering solutions that stick. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, start with the right problem definition. A core message of the book is that most wasted effort comes from solving the wrong problem or defining the right problem poorly. Kahn stresses careful framing before analysis begins. What decision must be made, by when, and for whom? This includes clarifying the objective, the constraints, the success criteria, and the boundaries of what is in scope. The discipline of translating a vague challenge into a precise problem statement reduces confusion and prevents teams from drifting into pet theories or endless data gathering. The approach also encourages explicitly naming assumptions and uncertainties, so the team knows what must be proven versus what can be treated as given. Good framing turns a complex situation into a set of answerable questions and creates a shared language for stakeholders. In practice, that might mean distinguishing symptoms from root causes, separating strategic questions from operational ones, and identifying which parts of the situation matter most to value. By spending time upfront to define the problem and its context, the rest of the work becomes faster, more coherent, and easier to defend. Secondly, use structured decomposition to make complexity manageable. Kahn emphasizes breaking down a complex issue into parts that can be analyzed and assigned. This structured decomposition often relies on creating clear logic trees and organizing elements so they are distinct and collectively cover the space of possible causes or solutions. The benefit is twofold. It makes the work manageable, and it reduces blind spots. Instead of attacking a problem with a single linear analysis, readers learn to build a map of the issue, then decide which branches are most important to test. This structure also supports teamwork because different sub-questions can be pursued in parallel without duplicating effort. The book highlights the importance of avoiding overlaps and gaps in the breakdown, since messy categorization leads to double counting or missed drivers. Decomposition is not presented as rigid bureaucracy, but as a tool for thinking. It forces the problem solver to articulate how the world might work and where evidence should be gathered. Over time, this habit improves speed and quality because it creates a repeatable path from ambiguity to insight, even when time and data are limited. Thirdly, be hypothesis-driven and focus on the critical few. A central theme is working with hypotheses rather than waiting for perfect information. Kahn promotes forming an early, testable point of view that guides what to analyze next. This reduces analysis paralysis and ensures effort is directed toward the questions that can change the decision. The method is iterative: propose a hypothesis, test it with targeted evidence, refine it, and continue until the recommendation is robust enough for action. The book also underscores the idea that not all drivers matter equally. Effective problem solvers identify the critical few factors that explain most of the outcome and prioritize those. This mindset encourages rapid learning and disciplined prioritization, particularly in environments where time is scarce and stakeholders expect momentum. Hypothesis-driven work also improves communication because the team can explain what they believe, why they believe it, and what evidence would change their mind. Done well, it creates a constructive dialogue that invites challenge and strengthens the final answer. The result is faster insight, clearer direction, and a process that scales across different kinds of problems. Fourthly, design analyses and data collection. That serve the decision, Kahn frames analysis as a means to an end, supporting a decision with adequate confidence. Readers are encouraged to match analytical depth to the stakes and to the level of uncertainty, avoiding both shallow guesswork and overbuilt models that delay action. This includes selecting the right data sources, defining metrics that actually reflect the objective, and choosing methods that reveal causality or key relationships rather than generating noise. The book highlights practicality, rapid estimation, triangulation from multiple sources, and using simple calculations when they are sufficient. It also stresses validating data quality and being explicit about limitations, so conclusions are appropriately cautious. Another emphasis is sequencing. Determine which analyses will eliminate the most uncertainty first, then proceed in a way that progressively tightens the answer. This approach helps teams avoid getting lost in interesting but non-essential research. By treating analysis as purposeful and decision-focused, the reader learns to create evidence that is persuasive, transparent, and efficient, improving both credibility and speed. Lastly, communicate a compelling story and drive alignment. Problem solving does not end with finding an answer. It ends when people understand it and act on it. Kahn highlights communication as a critical part of the discipline. The recommendation must be presented in a clear storyline that connects the question, the logic, the evidence, and the implications. This involves making the structure visible, keeping messages crisp, and anticipating objections. The book encourages translating analysis into decisions, trade-offs, and next steps, so stakeholders know what to do differently. It also addresses the social dynamics of problem solving, aligning different perspectives, managing disagreements, and creating shared ownership of the outcome. Strong communication is framed as both clarity and empathy, recognizing that different audiences need different levels of detail and different framing. A well-constructed narrative helps others trust the work, even if they disagree initially, because they can see how conclusions were reached. Ultimately, the book positions storytelling and alignment as essential for impact, turning analytical work into change that can be implemented, measured, and refined. In conclusion, this book is best suited for professionals who face ambiguous, multi-factor problems and must make decisions that stand up to scrutiny, managers, consultants, product leaders, entrepreneurs, analysts, and students preparing for business roles. It is also valuable for anyone who wants to think more clearly under pressure, especially when there is too much data, too many opinions, and not enough time. The main benefit is that it offers a repeatable method for moving from confusion to action. By improving framing, decomposition, hypothesis testing, and decision-focused analysis, readers can reduce wasted effort, make meetings more productive, and deliver recommendations that are easier for others to trust and implement. Compared with many general critical thinking or creativity books, Kahn focuses on an end-to-end approach used in demanding real-world settings, linking logic, analytics, and communication into one workflow. The emphasis on prioritization and speed makes it practical for modern workplaces where teams must decide quickly and iterate. For readers choosing among similar titles, the value is its structured, tool-oriented approach that can be applied immediately to business strategy, operations, and everyday work problems, making it a strong purchase for those seeking measurable improvement. If you would like to support Charles Kahn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.